I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Barack Obama and John McCain have one more week to seal the deal. Both presidential candidates continued to pitch their messages to the voters today. And it's not just Americans who were listening. People around the world are following the campaign. The Chinese certainly are. Their leaders have traditionally considered Republican presidents more friendly to China. We can't say whether that's the case this year, but we can say what the sentiment on the Chinese streets is. The World's Mary Kay Magstad takes the pulse in Beijing.
On this blue sky October day, the Chinese passersby I spoke with were unanimous about who they'd like to see be the next U.S. president.
Obama or
Obama.
McCain?
Obama.
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 That's pretty representative of what surveys here are finding. One poll found that about one-third of the Chinese people surveyed are paying close attention to the U.S. election. Among them, Barack Obama was 18 points ahead of John McCain. One of the people I talked with is Guo Liqing. He's a young assistant to an architect. Guo likes Obama because of the precedent he'd set.
There is no African president in American history, so I think he can represent the blacks.
You think he'll be better for China?
I think Obama would be better, but no matter who will be the next president, I think he will enhance the cooperation with China. Nowadays, the relationship between the two nations improve.
And that's not likely to change, says high-tech executive Nelson Xiong. He likes Obama and McCain.
I think both of them are good to build a relationship with China. And also, I believe no matter who can win the campaign, there will be a consistent strategy followed by Clinton, followed by Bush, and until they follow on.
Right.
So I think both of them are very good ones.
So when it comes to relating to China, you don't see a big difference between the two parties?
Well, from my understanding, not too much.
But this older company driver, Jin Chi-dun, does see a big difference between the parties.
When it comes to international relations, I think the Democratic Party is more moderate than the Republicans. The Republicans are too radical. They're always making enemies and starting wars.
Besides, he says, President Bush has made a mess of the world economy, and there needs to be a new way of doing things. He thinks Obama might bring that. Some Chinese say privately that they'll be sorry to see President Bush go. They'll miss the jokes they've been able to crack at his expense, and they'll miss the chance his unpopular war on terror has given China to build its international image as a peaceful and prosperous alternative. But most Beijingers I spoke with are looking forward to a new kind of U.S. president. 30-year-old sales clerk Hong Ya hopes it's Barack Obama. She says she likes Obama because he's young and charismatic and will probably have new policies. She says McCain is old, so his thinking probably won't be as flexible. Other young Chinese say they like how hip and plugged in Obama is, and some wonder if China will ever have a leader like that. China as a society generally values the experience that comes with age. But this time, it's Obama who's stirring the excitement, and many Chinese, especially young ones, hope something better may be coming up ahead. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.